hey, that's better for what we want it to look like. Okay, so the importance of water baptism. I should have put water there, but the importance of baptism, because there are two baptisms, which I will mention. And so can you go to the next slide, please? And then slide after that. Okay, so I am starting with why. I think there's multiple reasons God wants us to get baptized, why that is part of the Christian experience. But part of it is who are we? What are we? In Psalms, David wrote, "When I consider the heavens, your heavens, excuse me, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained." These are huge. We know today how massive our, well, we partially know, the galaxies are, trillions of stars out there, trillions. What are we? What is man that thou art mindful of him, that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Well, I'm sorry, I don't want to downgrade us too much, but why are we even important? Right? Okay, you can relate. We can all relate. For you have made him, you have made us a little lower than the angels and have crowned us, crowned him with glory and honor. So we are made, this is very interesting verse, because we are made a little lower than the angels. And then I have a couple of pictures here. I wanted to throw in a good, go ahead and go to the next slide. What are we? What is man that you are mindful of him? Isn't that a pretty picture? Wouldn't it be fun to be there if we had really heavy coats on? Yes. Okay, right. Hot chocolate. Okay, I want to go back inside now. Oh, and then the next one. Yeah, okay, it's galaxies. And the next one, please. This is a temple in Kyoto, Japan. I took this picture years ago when I was living there in Japan. And then next one. This is in Lithuania. It's a giant sundial. It's one of the world's largest sundials. I think it would be fun to have a sundial. But anyway, it's a beautiful sundial in Lithuania in northeastern Europe. Next one is the last one. This is a, and again, what is man that you're mindful of? We are so capable. It's really amazing what we have done on this planet, what we are capable of doing. This is a big concert hall up in the mountains of Japan. There are three lightning rods on the tops. You see the ball on top? There's actually three because it's way up in the mountains. Yatsugatake. I don't know why I remember the name, but I got to spend a weekend there. But it was just a beautiful concert hall. Okay, so next slide, please. Okay. We will judge angels. Now, I know what this is about baptism, but I'm seeing a connection between us as witnesses and us witnessing events and testimony between each other and the purpose of baptism and why it is important. Not just that you believe, but that you show that you believe. Okay, so do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? This is actually coming out of that we should not sue each other in court, which is interesting. They were doing that in Corinth. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? Isn't that amazing? We're created lower than the angels. For some reason, God is going to have us, or some of us, the saints, to do that. How much more the things that pertain to this life? Okay, next slide, please. So we have two witnesses. Oh, let's see, Garden of Eden. Wait a minute, am I missing a slide? Okay, Garden of Eden, precedent set. Oh, my printer printed. Okay, it didn't print it the way I thought it would. Okay, oh, there it is. Excuse me. Okay, my printing is in a different order than what I thought it was going to be. Okay, Garden of Eden, precedent set. The man said, so this is when God confronts them. So they've sinned. Adam, where are you? And then Adam, being really manly, says, the woman who you gave me, that's how I picture it. The woman who you gave me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And then the Lord said to the woman, what have you done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me or beguiled me and I did eat. And the Lord said, and then the Lord pronounced a judgment. So you have two humans. Remember that in the future we will judge angels. Well, that precedent has already been set. It was set back in Eden. God asked the two humans what happened, and then he pronounces judgment. Then God said to the serpent, because you have done this. Next slide, please. Okay, so the two witnesses, Adam and Eve, are in Eden, and they were told, they were questioned, and then God pronounced judgment, okay? So the precedents for deception, for human witnesses, testimony, and then judgment was all set in the Garden of Eden. So many Bible doctrines are completely consistent all the way through Scripture and down through time. And so we see many things for the first time here in Eden. What we think, speak, see, and do are all important matters. Okay, next slide, please. So to believe is... Yeah. Back one? Sure. Can you see it okay, Debbie?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so... let's see. Okay, yeah. So next slide. Okay, so to believe is internal. Okay? So it's within us. Do you believe? Are you a believer? But baptism is something external. Why should we do it? Why do it? Well, because God said so. Yeah, how many of you had a father who you said to him, why do I need to do this? Because I said so. Okay? I don't want to make a direct comparison there. But think about the knowledge of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. Why can we not eat of that? Well, because he said not to. So we are to be obedient. So baptism is something that we do out of obedience. Okay, it's witnessed. It is done. Next slide, please. And here's the Greek word, and in Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, the number is G for Greek, 907. There's the Greek there, baptismal, from a derivative from G911. If you want to look this up, you can. Look at the original Greek for the word baptism. Immerse, submerge, to make whelmed, fully wet. It's used only in the New Testament, and it's especially in the ordinance of Christian baptism. Baptist, baptize, wash, to dunk repeatedly, to immerse, to submerge. Okay? So that's first definition. Second, to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water, to wash oneself, to bathe, or three, to overwhelm. It can mean that as a third definition for baptizing. Okay? Now, I have several scripture I'm going to use. Oh, and you can interrupt me anytime. If you need a clarification or something, please do that. I don't want to be that formal. Next slide, please. Okay, so here's one of our main scriptures here. Romans 6, 3 through 7. Know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? See, we tend to think of baptism as remission of sins, which in one way that is true. But Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. It's a washing. It's a preparation. It's a change. You're going down and you're coming back up. Okay, excuse me. So therefore we are, next verse here. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Okay? So it is a part of our salvation. As we are obedient to God, excuse me. Okay, let's go to the next slide here. Believe and be baptized. And he said unto them, this is from Mark 16, very end. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This verse, almost those exact words, he that believes and is baptized will be saved, but he that believes not was not saved, is several times in the New Testament. It never says baptize not. It never says that. We should be baptized out of obedience. Now, I want to go on a tangent here briefly. Bob will be smiling while I do this. No, he looks concerned sometimes when I go on tangents. Some of us have backgrounds that includes Baptist churches, and I have had brief discussions, and I just want to mention this, okay? If you become a member of a Baptist church, or let's say you backslide from Calvary, and you become, I'm sorry, bad joke there. Bad joke, I'm sorry. Okay, but then the Baptists want you to get baptized, usually, in their baptismal, even if you were baptized before. let's say you were baptized in some other church, some other setting, but it was a Christian baptism, and they were wanting to get baptized. And so I have this thing I've kind of gone through my mind, and then I've learned, well, what if it was a Presbyterian church? What if it was, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I said, well, what if I was baptized in a lake or in a river somewhere? Is that okay? No, you really should get baptized. I'm sorry, they do this. I'm sorry. I've just heard this. Well, you really should get baptized in our baptismal. And that's where I kind of cut to the chase and I say, so you're telling me if I was baptized in the River Jordan or the Sea of Galilee, that's not good enough for your church? And I'm sorry, it's like there's nothing magical about the water. It's the intent of your heart. It is the action. It is the obedience to God's word. And so we should be baptized. It is something that is a part of the Christian tradition. It's a part of, you know, why do we do it? Because God said so. Okay? And it is something that can be witnessed. That's why I started out with Garden of Eden, you know, the testimony. Excuse me. Next slide, please. Now, I'm going to go to Acts here. Three different situations here. And then this is Acts chapter 2. So this is the day of Pentecost. Okay? They're all speaking in tongues. And then all these people, many of them who had witnessed Christ's miracles, knew that he had died on the cross and was risen again. And then now they're going, oh my goodness, we missed the Messiah, or they're coming to the Lord. And then they that gladly received his word, Peter was speaking, were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now that's a big church service. That's a big baptism service. So the same day they were saved, the same day that they accept that Christ is the Messiah, they then are baptized that day. So there wasn't a waiting period. There can be, but there doesn't have to be. Next, stay on the same slide. Excuse me. Next one down. This is Philip. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Okay? So they believed and they were baptized. Okay? Last one here. And now, why tarriest thou? Why do you wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Okay? So again, it's not something magical. It is something we're doing out of obedience to the Lord. Okay, next slide here. This one I really like. I say this too often probably. When I lived in Berkeley, California, there was a Good Friday where several of the Christian groups had gotten together and they're giving away free New Testaments. Well, these Muslims came and they wanted to try to have, there were errors in the Bible and stuff like this. And then they were also getting racial, and I was getting kind of tired of it. There's a pastor who I hadn't met until that day. Boy, he knew his Bible real well. He and I were the ones defending Christianity. And at one point, as they were getting racial, I stopped and said, you know, the first place that the New Testament gospel went to from leaving Palestine was Africa, was to Ethiopia. It was in Acts chapter 8. This is that story. Okay, not to Europe. So I really don't think Christianity is the white man's religion. Anyway, the guys were like, they hadn't heard that before. So anyway, I was having fun. So then other than they wanted to change the subject and attack a different way. Anyway, okay, so this is, while they're on the way, Philip is witnessing to this man in a chariot who has come up from Ethiopia to worship in Jerusalem. Okay? As they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, the Ethiopian court official, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then this verse 37, and Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And the eunuch answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then they commanded the chariot stand still. They both went down to the water, and Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Okay? The middle verse here, this middle verse is actually taken out of some Bibles, and it really is. We'll talk about that some other time. But there is a battle for the integrity of Scripture. I mention it because this is such a clear message to us. He says, if you believe with all your heart, you may be baptized. And he said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Okay? Okay, so he's a statement of belief. Okay? Many of the cults, where they will compromise, where the problem is who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He was a good teacher. Okay, that's true, but that's not enough. Okay, he set a good example for us. That's true. That's not enough. He is the Son of God. Okay, next page, please. Or next slide, please. Okay, here's another place in Acts. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, you and your house. This is Paul and Barnabas are in prison, and there was an earthquake, and the prison doors were all opened up. And they okay, that's the situation. And then they spoke unto him the word of the Lord to all that were in his house, the jailer, excuse me. And he took them that same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and he was baptized, he and his entire household. This is one of the scriptures that's used for infant baptism. So what's happening there is you're seeing his entire household. Why are we doing it? Well, Dad said we got to do this. How much did they know? You know, we don't know. But there's this is one of the scriptures that's used. And I in this room we may have strong disagreements on that. You know, is this a decision you make, or if your parents make it for you, how does that bind you? Okay, the next one here, please. There's also in Colossians here this a reference of circumcision and baptism, referencing them in a similar manner. Circumcision in the Old Testament could be an adult. It also the baby on the eighth day was circumcised. The baby doesn't have a choice. And so, again, this can be used, or some people use it. Some people use this for infant baptism. We can talk about it if you want to. But okay, in whom you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism. There's that bury again. Buried in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. So there's faith in this, right? Why are we doing it, okay? And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, okay? So we come in belief, but when we are baptized, it's like an external way of showing others that we have made this decision, we are changing who we are, who we want to be. Next slide, please. Well, we're almost done here. I apologize for how late we are today. We are one in Christ. Okay, this is St. Paul, 1 Corinthians. And this discussion is a very interesting one at the beginning of 1 Corinthians. Bob has preached on it. Okay, now I say unto you, now this I say, that every one of you says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ. And Paul says, no, you know, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. But then it's actually kind of funny because he then remembers a few more people that he baptized as the text goes on. But he points out that salvation, we are saved. Salvation and baptism are two different things. Okay, so it's not an automatic that you have to be baptized. There are some circumstances down through history where the person couldn't be baptized. Say they were in prison. That happened in Eastern Europe under the communists. Quite often there was no access to water. There was no way to be baptized. The thief on the cross is another example, right? He's on the cross. There's no way for him to be baptized. But yet Jesus said, truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise. Next slide, please. We're almost done. For John baptized with water. So this is in Acts. Jesus is about to ascend to heaven. Acts 1:5. So he's with them. But Jesus gives them a promise here. He tells them to stay in Jerusalem. Wait. Okay, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. So baptism with water and baptism of the Holy Spirit, as it's called, both then, 2,000 years ago, and today, is actually a different thing. And I don't want to get into baptism of the Holy Spirit today, but I just wanted to point that out, that it's two different things. The first place in Acts chapters 10, this is where Peter has a vision where the sheet's lowered with all these unclean things. And then someone comes to him. He goes to the house of Cornelius, who is a Gentile. Oh, my goodness, we can't go into the house of a Gentile. But for they heard them, and so Peter then preached to them. They accepted the Lord, and tongues fell on them, and they started speaking in unknown tongues, just as they had as Jews. So that's the setting here. For they heard them, the house of Cornelius, speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? This is a very interesting, it's kind of one that we read over and don't realize how important this is. So they received the Holy Spirit. They accepted the gospel of Christ. God empowers them with the Holy Spirit. And now Peter's saying, we need to get them baptized. Okay, right, because they're believers. And even though God has kind of done it in reverse order, what we would normally think, the last verse here. And he commanded them, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed him to tarry, to wait, to stay there for a certain number of days to teach them. Okay, and our last slide, I hope you like this picture. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not the last slide. Where is it? Oh, here, wait. Okay, one more slide. The Great Commission. Remember, I'm having to, it printed out different than I thought it had. The Great Commission at the end of Matthew. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all the things, not just get saved and then come to church once a week, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, the last two verses. And then now we have our real last slide here. I hope you like this picture. I kind of like this picture. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that neat? Woohoo! So, I kind of like these pictures I find online sometimes. So, yes, like Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah, like Pilgrim's Progress or The Princess Bride, which I might get mixed up sometimes. No, I'm joking. Okay, any questions that you may have? Or is there anyone here who's not baptized? I got a thing here if anyone's not baptized. No. I'm sorry, that's why I asked Charlotte. She didn't know why I asked that. I need a bucket. I need something here with water. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to baptize anyone. Okay, so any questions or comments? And if you're not baptized, I would encourage you. We are told to do that. So please, we need to arrange for that. And if there's a few people there. Any questions or comments or anything? No, we're good. We're here late, and I apologize for that.